Good evening, my dear friends, and welcome. Welcome to Evening Prayers, the Prayer of Vespers, the Divine Office of Vespers. And it is good to welcome you to our celebration of praise, because prayer is a gift of the heart to our loving God in thanksgiving for the many gifts we receive, like running water, the food on our table, and the clothes on our body. So we begin our evening prayer by lighting a candle for the Cathedral of God, a cathedral of light that has no walls, wherein the children of God come to celebrate God's love for them. So we light this light in the name of our Father, Mother, God Supreme, who creates life, in the name of the Spirit, who is the fire of life, in the name of the risen cosmic Christ, who loves life, and in the name of Gaia, our Earth Mother, and our Heavenly Mother, Mother Mary, who nurtures the divine in all our lives, and in the name of all faith traditions and none, who are the children of God, our brothers and our sisters, and in the name of spiritual diversity, on behalf of my brothers and sisters of the Teo community of St. Francis, I welcome you to this table of love. And we begin our evening prayer with the prologue to the Saturday evening communions of the Therapeutae Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the Heavenly Father, Mother, God Supreme, the Earthly Mother, our Heavenly Mother, and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teachings, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect, who, by the way, are those who've surrendered their heart to the Father, Mother, God Supreme. Saturday evening, we commune with the Angel of Eternal Life, saying, Angel of Eternal Life, descend upon me and give eternal life to my spirit. As these words are said, you contemplate union with the currents of thought of the superior planets and gains power to overcome the sphere of gravitation of earthly currents of thought. And now for the Divine Office of Vespers for the 23rd week of ordinary time, we begin. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother, God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our hymn for evening vespers this Saturday evening reads, Praise to the holiest in the height, and in the depth be praise. In all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. O wisest love, that flesh and blood, which did in Adam fail, should strive afresh against their foe, should strive and should prevail. And that a higher gift than grace should flesh and blood refine, God's presence and his very self, and essence all divine. O generous love, that he who smote In Man for Man the Foe, the double agony in man, for man should undergo. And in the garden secretly, and on the cross on high, should teach his brethren and inspire to suffer and to die. Praise to the holiest in the heights, and in the depth be praise, in all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. And our first antiphon, the Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, alleluia. And now we read Psalm 109. It's a psalm about the Messiah being king and priest. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will yield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your holy birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I forgot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. And now together we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother, God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right hand. And the second antiphon, the Lord is full of merciful love. He makes us remember his wonders. Alleluia. And now we read Psalm 101. It's a psalm about great are the works of the Lord. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. In the meeting of the just and their assembly, great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders, the Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Now let us pray the Gloria together. Glory be to the Father, Mother, God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is full of merciful love. He makes us remember his wonders. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, the Lord our God Almighty is King. Alleluia. And now we have a canticle reading from the book of Revelation about the marriage feast of the Lamb. Alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia. And together we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord our God is King. Alleluia. And our reading this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be God, our Father, Mother, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in their great mercy has given us a new birth as their sons by raising Jesus Christ from the dead, so that we have a sure hope and the promise of an inheritance that can never be spoiled or soiled and never fade away, because it is being kept for you in the heavens. Through your faith, God's power will guard you until the salvation which has been prepared is revealed at the end of time. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the short responsory, blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. You are exalted and glorified above all else forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. And our Magnificat antiphon for week 23 of Ordinary Time reads, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst, says the Lord. Let us just reflect on that beautiful antiphon for a moment. There are more than three of us here this evening, so we know in a spirit of loving trust that the cosmic Christ is present. So let us come to the cosmic Christ in a spirit of trust, not in what our head is telling us, but what is our heart trying to tell us. And now we have the beautiful Magnificat, the Canticle of Mary. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, who is my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. He works wonders for those who fear him. Excuse me. The Almighty works marvels for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and exalts the lowly. He fills the starving with good things and sends the rich away empty-handed. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers Abraham and his sons forever. And now we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst, says the Lord. And now, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to join me for our evening intercessions. And if anything is troubling you, anything weighing heavy on your heart, especially for those not logged in, just sit quietly in your sacred space. Name, shame, bless and release in a spirit of mindfulness to our loving God Supreme. And stand back and just express your heart's gratitude. So now we pray. God is ever creative. His love renews all things and is the source of our hope. Let us turn to him in confidence as we pray. Response, Lord, accept our thanks and our prayers. We give thanks for the order of created things. You have blessed us with the resources of the earth and the gift of human life. Response, Lord, accept our thanks and our prayers. We give thanks for man's share in your continuing work of creation. We praise you for your gifts to him of inventive skill and creative vision. Response, Lord, accept our thanks and our prayers. We pray for all the nations of the world. May those in authority work for peace and goodwill among all men, women, and children. Response, Lord, accept our thanks and our prayers. We pray for all who are homeless this night. We pray for families searching for a place to live and for refugees driven from their homeland. And we pray especially for all the immigrants at Calais in France, desperate to escape a life of misery and hardship. Response, Lord, accept our thanks and our prayers. Life was your first gift to us. May those who have died come to its fullness in you. Response, Lord, accept our thanks and our prayers. And this evening, we pray for all you who have joined us. And we thank God for your love here. But this evening we bring all our brothers and sisters who are hurting in mind, body and spirit around the world, especially those who've lost everything through the ravages of war in Syria, in Gaza and Palestine, in Israel, Lebanon, Libya, Iraq, Egypt. We pray for fundamentalist groups, especially ISIL, who 1 minute kneels to Allah in prayer, and in the next they behead children of God who are innocent victims. Father, Mother, God Supreme, forgive mankind for the atrocities they commit against your children. And tonight we pray for all religious leaders of all faiths and none, that they will unite in solidarity for the marginalized, the oppressed, and those who suffer needlessly at the hands of oppressors. I pray for all my brothers and sisters, past and present, of the Teo community. And I remember tonight our brothers and sisters who are unwell and who need God's healing touch. For Sister Eleanor, as she prepares for major surgery in the coming days on Friday the 12th of September. I pray for Diane and Fee, for Harry, for all those who are recovering from illness. I pray for dear Nirmala, for Kedar, and for our beautiful Sister Elspeth and her contributions to us with all our live stream presenters and the many more who are now in training or about to be trained, to bring doves of peace to the whole world, and unite the children of God to share their gifts in love and raise the vibrations of this beautiful cathedral of God, a cathedral of light that has no walls. And we pray finally for all our pets, for the beautiful gifts that God has given to us in the animal kingdom. Let us now pray the beautiful prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, Mother God, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give to us tonight our daily bread. Forgive us our faults and failings, our indiscretions and procrastinations. Forgive us for hurting others, and help us to forgive those who've hurt us. Lead us not astray, but deliver us from the forces of deep negativity and darkness that seek to overwhelm our soul and alienate us from your heart of love. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Our closing prayer, my dear friends, for this 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Since it is from you, God our Father, Mother, that redemption comes to us, your adopted children, look with favour on the family you love. Give true freedom to us and to all who believe in the cosmic Christ, and bring us all alike to our eternal heritage. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. So now, my dear friends, we go in peace to celebrate all that we have received as gifts from a loving Father, Mother, God. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah, Pax et Bonum, Om Shanti, Solo Di Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God Goddess empower your heart, surrender to love. God bless you and keep you well and safe till we meet again. And I'm back here this evening at 10 o'clock, not 9 o'clock. I got my times mixed up last night where I went an hour earlier. So I hope you can join me this evening on this channel